those major events, the decline of pagan Rome, the rise of papal Rome, and later on the French Revolution with the persecution in between brothers and sisters, there's no reason for Sister White to point to those verses as a pattern for verse 45, because all that would do, if it was Uriah Smith, if Uriah Smith was correct, was it would make verse 45 unappliable. You can't see that in there, and if you can, I don't know what to tell you. But in any case, that isn't the only point that we want to make here. You'll notice in verse 36 that whoever this king is, and it is the papacy, but whoever it is, in the second to the last phrase there, it says, this king shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. Well, what is the indignation? And if you look at Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20, it says, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Brothers and sisters, that indignation there is the time period of the seven last plagues, the very end of the world. Nahum 1:6 says, who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. This is the seven last plagues, the return of Jesus Christ for the second time period. That is the indignation. And Uriah Smith would tell you that the king of verse 36 is not the king, it's a king. And a king in verse 36 is the French Revolution and the atheism that came out of the assembly in France that was in that time period. And he says that they would prosper until the very return of Christ. And brothers and sisters, if you've looked at the French Revolution, as soon as Napoleon was brought on board, he started discarding all the premises of the revolution, and they were done away with shortly thereafter. They certainly didn't exist. The motivating force, the principles, the ideas that came into France that Uriah Smith saying is being symbolized by the king in verse 36 did not continue until the seven last plagues. So there's all kinds of problems with Uriah Smith's understanding as you walk through these verses all the way to the end. This is where we first hit the problem, is verse 36, and it has to be dealt with at this time in my mind, because we're at these verses. And if you're going to understand these verses from the position of Daniel in Revelation, then you got to question yourself about this, what Sister White is saying about scenes similar to those